Greetings, everyone. I'm Valerie Green, and this is Harpistry, an audio excursion into music of the harp and its relatives from around the world. Music this hour of the Celtic harp and the kora, and also from the ancient lyre of Ur, and its East African cousin, the Nyatiti. First up, we've got Jay Michaels, who has just released a new CD with three cuts from that new CD leading off the show. Thank you. Brand new from J. Michaels is the CD To Thine Own Harp Be True. We heard Planxty Burke, followed by Tons, and the Turlo O'Carolan piece, Bridget Cruz, Third Air. Again, that's from J. Michaels. His new CD is To Thine Own Harp Be True. Harps in one form or another have been in existence for millennia. And in 1929, archaeologists from Britain and the U.S. excavated the royal graves in the area of Iraq between Baghdad and Basra, in what was known as the ancient city of Ur. These graves from 4,500 years ago revealed what appeared to be a mass suicide. 10 bodies were discovered, all laden with jewelry and headdresses and gold and semi-precious stones. But also 3 lyres and a harp were found in the grave as well. One of the bodies was found with her arm over her harp, as if she played right up to the end. What remained of the lyres were restored, and one of them went to the Baghdad Museum, but it was vandalized amongst the chaos of the Iraq War in 2003. The destruction of this valuable piece of history, the vision of the harpists dying alongside their instruments, struck a chord with Andy Lowings. As a harp player himself, he felt that this amazing story could accompany a new playable version of the gold lyre of Ur and give life to the times of Samaria all over again. The resulting recreation of the gold lyre of Ur is nothing short of miraculous. It's a stunningly beautiful work of art, covered in over 5,000 pieces of pink limestone, lapis lazuli, mother-of-pearl shell, and sheets of gold. This first piece in this next set is performed by Andy Lowings on the recreated gold lyre of Ur, with Steph Connor on vocals, singing in the Akkadian language of the ancient Sumerians, telling the tale of the flood. Thank you.
Baba, you don't get to chew.
Two very different styles of music in that set, yet all have in common the lyre. Those last two pieces were by Ayub Ogada, performing on the Nyatiti, which is a descendant of the ancient lyre. It's an instrument of Kenya, of the Luo people in that country. We heard from Ayub Ogada's CD and Mana Kwoyo. We heard Obiero and Ondiek. And at the top of that set, performing on the recreated gold lyre of Ur, was Andy Lowings, who spearheaded the recreating of this ancient instrument. He was joined by Steph Connor on vocals, singing of the flood, performed in the Akkadian language of the ancient Sumerians. Next up on Kora, this is Niles Kircher.
Hei. sove parola e la corda con cananina a manche la giorgi sove parola e la corda con cananina a manche la giorgi. Manche la gente. Mustave parola e la corda cano cananina a manca e la gente a befitarola calero locuta contoni un simon ta vita a manca e la gente a manca e la gente. Na e fitira fsumla nina na a manke la jonti na e fitira ke ayekura ke Amanna gioia a manche la gente cananina a manche la gente. Cananina, a manca e la gente. Cananina, a manca e la gente. Sove parola e la corda cano cananina a manca e la gente. Na e fitaro che aie bani curola a manna gioia a manca e la gente.
na kono kananina amanke la jonti kananina amanke la jonti.
I'm still amazed at the unexpected beauty of the pairing of the kora and the trumpet. That was Ablaye Sissoko on kora and Volker Getz on trumpet from their CD Amanke Dionti. We heard Fluve and the title track. We also heard from Niles Kircher at the beginning of that set from his CD Ancient Intimations with a piece entitled Aye. Ablaye Sissoko and Volker Getz's previous CD release is titled Sira, with the haunting traditional piece, This is Masani Sise.
Mañana ve como saniela manyabe kumbala laila la laila la laila la manzaniela.
Tromagan tre manding ke le mansali indongli e tromagan sil lema bonyani jigya me yalka alyal jantola deni faciale ale sona jabate jere tromagan sile dobrete facia kole
I'm not afraid to die.
The only female kora player recording today is Sona Jabarte, and that piece, Fasia, was from her disc of the same name. We also heard Masani Sise from Sira by Ablaye Sissoko and Volker Getz. Check out the KRVS website at krvs.org for a playlist and a podcast of today's show. This has been Harpistry, which was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.
Son yo más.